One thing that is typical for series and therefore typical for Netflix are cliffhangers. And I don't know how often already I was sitting there, just an episode ended, and I'm like, I'm looking at Flo, my husband, and I'm saying like, they are not serious about that. They can't do that. Because especially with the most emotional episodes or the things, the storylines where I'm most soaked into, I'm so into it that I'm so surprised when the episodes ends, because I'm so concentrated on what I'm seeing there that then it's just such a big surprise that it suddenly ends. That there is like this one thing. I want to know how it goes on. I want to know. I want to follow along the storyline. I want to continue doing that. And then suddenly they're like, until to that point, but not further. And if you want to know what comes next, who is the kidnapper or what's the secret, you have to watch the next episode. This is why people binge watch, because they always want to know what comes next. And using the mechanisms good series use also for your content gives you the biggest unfair advantage you could possibly have. I personally outplay the cliffhangers and stuff like that, because then I just start the next episode for 5 minutes and then I know what it is all about, and then I decide when this thing ends. And it's at the same time exactly what you want. How I use or how I play personally with cliffhangers is what you want your people to do, because you don't want them to be in a state of, oh, I want to know what's next. Oh, maybe waiting until tomorrow, maybe waiting until the algorithm shows me another content piece, but I know, or I now want to know everything. I need to go into her brand. I need to stalk her right away because I need to know what's next. This is why we need to talk about cliffhangers and open loops, which you should use in your content way, way, way more often than you're currently doing. Let's go. We were already talking about the from to, and we will need that. And we talked about storylines. We talked about your core message. And storylines are the thing that good brands actually thrive on. But there are things that we can use right away, which then make your content bingeable right away. So you don't have to wait until you build something. You don't have to go into all the details. You can just take your current content and pimp it, which I personally love, because we don't always have to create from scratch. Even though a white canvas is a great thing, we don't always need to create from scratch. We can also pimp. And this is what we can do with cliffhangers and open loops. And you, of course, can also use that for new content pieces you're creating. So what do I mean when I say open loop? What do I say when I say cliffhanger? I already gave you the example with series, with Netflix, with the cliffhanger thing. You know, at the end of an episode, suddenly they let you hang on the cliff. You don't get to know what's the secret. You don't get to know who's the twin. You don't get to know what's the dangerous situation she just went into. When your brain wants the story to be continued, because this is how our human brain works, we want stories to be continued. It's the same thing when you have a song playing on your head all day long. In German we say Ohrwurm, which is like a earworm. Then this happens because your brain wants to continue the song it already knows. So chances are high that you have that song playing in your head all day long because you didn't listen to it till the end. And so your brain tries to end it. It tries to then close the cycle, which is the same thing when it comes to storylines, when it comes to cliffhangers. We started a story and there we don't know how it ends, but we are so into it that we want to know how it continues, which is why it's such a disruption when it just ends like that and we don't get to end it, we don't get to continue it, that we think about it all day long or decide, okay, I just need to watch the next episode. And using that for your content, you already realized it, right? Using that for your content is priceless. Because when you have people not only consume your entire content piece, but at the end of your content piece, be at a point where you're like, or where they are like, okay, I need more. I need to know what's next. Give me more, give me more, give me more. These are cliffhangers. The other concept I was talking about, the open loops, is kind of the same thing, but it's a mini cliffhanger. It's in the beginning of your post. It's the opening scene of your reel. It's the first sentence of your sales page. It's the first 10 seconds of your podcast episode. It's your hook. It's the first thing they see. And what most people do there is that they, on the one hand, say too less, and at the same time, say too much so that people don't need to read to then get what it is all about. So what do I mean when I say it's too less? A typical example of a hook that doesn't have an open loop at all is, here are 5 tips how you can improve your content. Nice. I know when I read it in this post, I will get 5 tips to create better content. Cool. I've already read that 1,000 times. I don't need better content. What does better content even mean? What does this do for me? So this doesn't make sense on the one hand because it takes away too much. I know before I even swipe that I would get 5 tips. I know exactly how this entire carousel post is built. I can predict everything. And at the same time, it doesn't say anything at all, so that then people who just see the hook don't get anything in terms of, oh, this is typical for her brand, or this is her stand, or this is her perspective, this is her opinion. So it doesn't do anything for you. A hook like 5 tips for better content doesn't do anything for you. And it doesn't also then don't do anything for you when you get more specific. So also, these are 5 tips for content that makes people fall in love with your brand the first second they see you. Doesn't make it any better. Because also that, it's vanilla, 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 vanilla. We don't want vanilla. So when I talk about open loops, it's about telling them something so that even if they wouldn't swipe because they see it just on your Instagram feed, they don't go into everything and they just scan, it would give them something they can remember. That is something that is on brand for you and then also makes them so curious that they are like, huh, I need to read that. I need to know that because inside my brain, there was created a open loop. If I don't know how this continues, I can't sleep well tonight. So are you ready for some examples and the guidance how you can create on the one hand open loops and on the other hand cliffhangers? I'm excited for it. So let's start with the open loops. So as I already mentioned, an open loop means that you start something and you don't fully close it so that our brain don't knows what comes next, but wants to know what's next. So a classical hook would be something like, here are 3 reasons why your content isn't converting. Okay. And your brain thinks, like with my example with the 5 tips for better content, it thinks, okay, I know exactly what I get right now. There is no tension. No tension at all. If you would say something instead like, there's a reason your content is not converting. And chances are high that it is not what you think. What do I do there? It can be the same, exact same post. There can be these 3 reasons. But I'm not only saying there are 3 reasons why your content is not converting. I just don't tell them there are 3 reasons and maybe some of them are a thing for you. But I say there is one reason, would be even stronger. There is one reason your content isn't converting. And you can give them 2 bonus reasons inside the post. There is one reason your content is not converting. And chances are high that it's not what you think. And it's this addition we need. And it's And chances are high that it's not what you think. Or you could also add something, and I probably shouldn't talk about that. Or content coaches will hate me for talking about that. Content coaches will hate me for revealing it. Or something, if you don't realize that, you get left behind. Or, and if you don't realize that, you will lose massive impact in 2026. So giving them something where they can grab to, it's about being more dramatic in your hooks. It's about being more dramatic in everything you do. It's over dramatizing. Because when you say, here are three reasons why your content isn't converting, nice. But when I see, or when I say there is a reason your content is not converting the same way it did last year, or when I say there's a reason your content isn't converting and chances are high that it's not what you think, then our brain wants to close that reel or that loop, not that reel, that loop. And you can say even more things. So you can say things like, it's not what you think. It's, I almost didn't say this. People will hate me for saying this. It should be illegal to tell you this. And what I'm about to tell you is so juicy that it feels kind of illegal. So you can do all these things. The important thing is to make it a drama. Over-dramatize it. When you feel like it's too much, then it's exactly right. An open loop lives from drama. It's not a clickbait. It's not a classical clickbait in that terms. It's more or less open the loop. Don't tell them what it is. Make them curious about what it is so that they then need to swipe, need to watch in order to find out. So what you can do with the open loops is that you go onto your feed and you just go through everything. You go through everything and then you pick some of your hooks. And then you ask yourself, how could I have made those even more spicy if I would have added an open loop? If I would have added one of these sentences, you can also come up with your own sentences. These are just examples I just came up with. So go into your feed and ask yourself, where could I get in more spice? Where could I open a loop where I didn't do that? And then either just recycle those posts, post them again with a new hook, or start creating new. But train to add open loops to your content. It shouldn't be like every single content piece, because when people see you do that all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, it loses its power. But when you do that like 2 or 3 times per week, it's magic. It's magical. And it becomes even more magical when you don't see it just for single content pieces, when you think starting in open loops in your entire brand, when it comes to launches, aka campaigns, when you start opening loops, when you drop new offers, when you start opening loops, when something big happens in your brand, when you launch an app, when you launch a book, when you do something like a live event, when big, big, big things happen inside your brand, a new signature offer, and you then just only tell people, oh, something is coming, but create open loops in a smart way, which is exactly part of the work I do with my high proximity clients, where we go into every single detail, into every single touch point, so that we use things, mechanisms like the open loops and the cliffhangers to then draw people into the brand world so that they can't get away from it. They can't ignore it. It's just not possible. They will get obsessed with it because of all the tiny details we bring into it. And we already talked about cliffhangers. And I will show you a real-time example for a cliffhanger. Because inside this training, I won't tell you about the cliffhangers. This is something that is about to be continued on another day inside Not Another Content Challenge. And in the meantime, let me know what your biggest takeaways from these audio trainings are in the comment sections, and also your hooks, which you pimped with open loops. Show us your hooks and share your wins. Everything you implemented from that challenge already, what that did for your brand, what that did for your mind. What are the things you say, yes, these are different since we started into another content challenge. I'm curious to read that. Use that stage, take the spotlight, and let's create open loops. Soak people in and get them soaked.